Jack Durham of the McKinleyville Press joins us. Hey, Jack.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I'm sorry that you are associated with us right now because that music was terrible. We'll fix that.
The Sha-na-na, I was going to call and complain about that.
Oh, look, they're the LMFAO of the 60s. That's what it comes to. So you are the, is the McKinleyville Press, is it actually a one-man show?
Well, I'm the sole proprietor, and I lay out all the pages, and I deliver it, and I do the books. But I have an army of columnists and writers who make it possible.
Sure.
So there's I do run the operation by myself, but I have a lot of contributors.
And the Arcata Eye, Kevin Hoover, he also has an army of contributors. And K-Hum alum, Kevin Hoover, used to do a show here. A couple of shows, actually.
Zappa,
and of course, he pioneered our first toe into the news pool, which was a Humboldt Review many years ago. But you and Kevin, you have long divided the populated areas of Nohum, basically along the banks of the Mad, right?
That is correct. That's right. Kevin always, he stayed on his side of the river, and I stayed on my side of the river, and we never crossed.
Is this like the Mad is your DMZ?
Exactly.
But now, things are different. Tell us what's happening with the...
We are building a bridge over the Mad River. What we're going to do is on September 25th, the McKinleyville Press and the Arcata Eye are going to put out their final editions. And then the week after that, a new newspaper will come out called the Mad River Union. And it's going to combine the best of the Arcata Eye and the best of the McKinleyville Press.
All right. What is the best of, since you mentioned it, what is the best aspects of each of those? Like what will continue into the Mad River Union?
Basically everything. So whatever you like right now in the McKinleyville Press, that's going to be in the Union. Whatever you like in the Eye, it's going to be in the Union. But it's more than that, actually, because what's going to happen is we're going to have, right now we have kind of a duplication of management, distribution, and advertising. And this is going to free up a lot of time, so both myself and Kevin and the entire staff, we're going to be able to dedicate more time to just old-fashioned newspaper reporting. So the Union's going to have a lot more in-depth coverage, more comprehensive coverage of news, government, local happenings, stuff like that.
And what's the circulation going to look like?
I right now we each print about 2,000 copies. So when we combine, you can assume it would be about 4,000, and of course we're going to make adjustments. So I don't have a final number for you, but it's going to be within that range.
And you were talking to KMUD News. You said that there would be some content free online, and then maybe a premium subscription model. Talk about that.
Yeah. Now we haven't really worked that out yet. The main thing here is the dead tree version. We're going to come out with a paper every single week. And that's the main product, basically. But just because of the nature of journalism, everything's kind of moving onto the internet. And so we'll have a website up, and we'll put lots of content on there and breaking news. And then what I told KMUD is, the way I envision it is eventually I see people subscribing to their paper but doing so online. So you might go online and you might subscribe and you'll get all the content. You might go online and maybe you'll put down a dollar and you'll get to just read that week's edition.
And so what is the printing arrangement? I know, like Time Standard, they have their own press, but a lot of local publications are reliant on Western Web. Are you guys going to go over there? Or are you already
absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. No, we are loyal Western Web customers. Western Web's great. They're locally owned, and they do a great job. And so we're going to continue with Western Web for sure.
And what are we going to see in terms of, like, reporters? My understanding is that Kevin Hoover, who is just a dyed-in-the-wool news hound, like, he'll be sniffing out stories, and then you'll be in the office, or what's the arrangement going to look like?
So here's the deal. I'll be the editor, and Kevin's going to be really dedicated as a reporter, so we're going to let him loose. We're going to cut him free of all the nonsense you have to deal with at a newspaper running a business, and he's just going to be a hardcore reporter. So we're going to cut him loose as a reporter, and he already does a lot of reporting now. He's going to do way more reporting. It's also going to free me up. Like on Tuesdays, I spend all day delivering my newspaper, I do the books and everything, and so a lot of the tasks that I now do, I'm going to give up, and so I'm going to have more time to also be a journalist. So this is a great moment for local journalism.
What will it cost?
It's going to cost a dollar per issue, and it's going to be $35 a year, and you can become a charter subscriber, and if you sign up now, what you'll do is you'll get the McKinleyville Press, and you'll get the Arcata Eye, so you get two newspapers right up through September 25th, and then on October 2nd, you'll get the new Mad River Union.
And what is the, like, is it going to be in color, for instance? Like, how many pages? What's the paper going to look like? What's it going to feel like?
Okay, well, we're kind of envisioning two sections, so it'll probably be, you know, the pages are going to depend upon editorial content and the advertising, but, you know, the way I'm looking at it right now is we put out, each of us right now puts out about an 8 to 10 page paper, sometimes more. The union will probably be at least 16 pages in two sections with, yeah, we have color, you know, two color sections.
And what about the editorial flair? I mean, there's sort of a different voice when you read the McKinleyville Press. It sounds different than when you read the Arcata Eye. You know, in your head, what's the tone of the paper?
You know, I think it's really going to be kind of a combination of both papers. You know, you'll kind of have, you'll have this sense of the McKinleyville Press in there, but you'll have a sense of the Arcata Eye, and it's going to be kind of a mishmash of both of those.
So, the cop log, what happens to the police log?
Yes, the famous police log. The world-famous police log. It's been mentioned in the New York Times and all sorts of different publications, and Kevin's going to continue that. So we will have Kevin's world-famous police log will continue, and we'll also have, you know, the sheriff's log from McKinleyville, which has its own entertainment value and also, you know, just reporting crime.
And lastly, are you guys, like, hiring reporters?
Well, no, actually, all the people who now work for the McKinleyville Press and the Arcata Eye, they're going to continue on. So, no, we're going to continue with the staff we have. And, of course, we're always looking for people, contributors, and neighborhood columnists.
Well, Jack Durham and by that extent, Kevin Hoover as well, who's not on the phone. Good luck with that. An informed community is a stronger community, and best of luck to you. I'm sad to see two papers turn into one paper, but if it's an awesome paper, it's an awesome paper, and best of luck to you.
It's going to be super awesome.
Right on. Jack Durham of the McKinleyville Press and soon of the Mad River Union. You can read more about that over at LostCoastOutpost.com. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, no problem. By request, Edward Sharp.
Hi.
We're Edward Sharp.
And the Magnetic Zeros.
And you're listening to K-Hum.
Come.
Radio without the rules.